This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Live. You can call in with your thoughts, whether it be on gambling or anything else. We pretty much stuck to the gambling topic for the first 2 hours of the show. In studio tonight is Daryl
and Johnson.
And let's change gears here. You always hear stories about Florida Man, and there's actually a comic that somebody came up with, Florida Man, where they took all of the weird headlines and turned it into little one-panel comics. And it's pretty funny, but this time it's not Florida Man, it's Florida Woman. And Florida Woman, she's not happy. She is so not happy that she is going to court. She is suing Twitter. The story comes from Wired.com. Headline, Florida woman sues Twitter for giving platform to the Islamic State. Twitter's approach, they write, to handling terrorists on its platform is already messy. Now it's getting even messier. Tamara Fields, a Florida woman whose husband was killed in a lone wolf terrorist attack in the country of Jordan, has filed a lawsuit against Twitter, accusing the company of supporting the spread of the Islamic State by enabling leaders to recruit and fundraise on its platform. She is suing for damages. The suit alleges, quote, without Twitter, the explosive growth of the Islamic State over the last few years into the most feared terrorist group in the world would not have been possible. The article from Wired continues, this lawsuit is just the latest twist in an already knotty situation for Twitter. Just last month, the Turkish government fined Twitter $50,000 for refusing to remove what the Turkish government considered to be terrorist propaganda. Meanwhile, top U.S. intelligence officials recently met with executives from the Silicon Valley company, or rather, from Silicon Valley companies, plural, including executives from Twitter, to discuss how tech companies can help stem the spread of terrorist activity online. As a company, Twitter strictly forbids users from threatening or promoting terrorism, but that change only came last year when Twitter expanded its definition of violent threats. And the company depends on its user base to report such activity, a practice that Fields takes issue with in the suit. The biggest issue is that even as the company races to take these accounts down, new accounts pop up daily.
Yeah. And wait, what, she takes issue with users being able to report the...
No, she takes issue with the fact that someone at Twitter does not actively scan every tweet to see whether or not said tweet is something that violates their TOS.
How are you going to do that? I mean,
and
like
with
two searches for like Mujahideen.
What is it? Millions of tweets happen every second?
Yeah.
There's no way that you could have
Well, you could filter for certain words.
Okay, and then that's how you wind up with hashtag terrorist, to where people just, you know, fill up the, they find out what the filter is, and they put stuff that's totally not related to the filter to jam up the filter.
Right. That can only last so long, generally. I mean, and they don't necessarily have to publish what they're using for their filters. So if somebody with Twitter, I'm just trying to think here, how would they actually be able to go about doing this? So they could filter for certain words like bomb that place, I don't know, you know, like like filter for certain word phrases and you know, like,
okay, and then the people are just going to talk in code.
Well,
it's
yeah,
what drug dealers do.
Yeah.
because they know that there are certain phrases that wind up, you know, triggering the police.
But again, you have to know.
So they'll talk, you know, do you want to go get a cup of coffee?
Right.
Would you like a slice of pizza?
But you have to know. Like, so in other words, if they were to start down that road, they could potentially find the phrases, find the accounts, you know, get the IPs of those accounts and maybe deal with it, you know, and then if they start talking in code, they learn the code. You know, if you have a squadron of people on this, they could make it more difficult, at the very least, you know, for these people to continue to be able to communicate.
Okay, and so then let me ask you this question. Would you use a social media outlet that made it difficult for people to communicate? The fact that you're having to sit there and think about it.
Well, no, I'm thinking about
leads me to believe that your answer is no.
I mean, I don't know if you're talking about if I were told tomorrow that, like, oh, Twitter's going to go after terrorism and start, you know, looking for people talking in, you know, specifically, you know, mentioning words about targets and bombs and blah blah blah, and that they
I'm going to Target because that shirt is the bomb. Okay.
And then
and now Daryl gets suspended from Twitter.
No, because
thank you.
A human, if it's
Tamara Fields.
If it's a human being looking at it, they go, oh, this tweet is not, you know, not one of the tweets. They don't flag you. What I'm saying is that they could use algorithms to limit the amount of tweets that a human being actually has to look at. And then
right.
When they
and
look
they
at those tweets, then they can determine it.
To things that are reported by members of the community, similar to how Facebook, they don't just go around removing stuff. They
right.
Wait on people to report something, and then they take a look at it.
But the members of the community aren't going to catch. They're not going to be as big a net as an algorithm catching specific phrases would be. In other words, if you're in a closed-knit circle, you know, you're in your terror cell, right, and you're only linked with and following the particular people who are also in that terror cell, right, then there are no outside people to report you. You've got your own little
no,
closed
your tweets
group.
Are public
they're
by
public,
default.
They're public, but no one is going to see them unless they're following you or they're specifically searching on those terms.
Right. So and then
so they never get flagged.
And then that leads to the question of, would Twitter still be the champion of free speech if they start wind up, you know, using an algorithm to not let people use free speech?
But that's not what I'm suggesting that they would do. They would use an algorithm to find and surface tweets that were talking about terrorism. And then, at that point, do they take the action of actually doing something about it and either censoring them or kicking those people off or feeding that information to federal agencies that are going to take care of terrorism? Terrorism Task Force.
And then you have to worry about what gets classified as terrorism.
Oh, yeah. That you would have to.
And that is where, you know, the stuff gets a little more
that's where it becomes
mucky,
a gigantic problem,
if you will. And we'll continue with this in just a moment. But first, to the phones, your calls, your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free call-in line. Or you can call in on Skype. Username over there on Skype is lrn.fm. We now go to Paradise, Arizona, and hopefully the person calling in with the name Witless has something intelligent to say. Witless, you're on
not.
Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Wouldn't it be the bomb if somebody blew up Ernie Hancock, the sucker he is?
All right.
That was exactly right. He had nothing intelligent to say.
That's almost what I thought was going to happen. So let's now get back into the article from Wired. The biggest issue is that even as Twitter races to take the accounts down, new accounts pop up daily. What's more, as Twitter assumes an unwanted role of internet censor, it is also being placed in the position of determining who's a terrorist in the first place. Twitter, for its part, rejects the claims of the lawsuit, saying, while we believe the lawsuit is without merit, we are deeply saddened to hear that this family's terrible loss.
I'm sure this is going to get thrown out, too.
A Twitter spokesman said in a statement, like people around the world, we are horrified by the atrocities perpetuated by extremist groups and their ripple effects on the internet. And there's more to this article that we'll cover. And, of course, your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back into this story about the woman suing Twitter, blaming Twitter for the rise of the Islamic State. But did you know that you can actually come see us live in just over a month? We'll be at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 18th through the 21st, at the Radisson Hotel in downtown Manchester, New Hampshire. And hopefully the move will have been triggered by then. What move? Well, that's the move to get 20,000 people to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. It's up over 95%, nearing 96% of the goal of 20,000 signers. And a lot of those signers and a lot of the movers will be at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. And, of course, there's going to be other people there as well, including Edward Snowden. Well, he'll be there on a teleconference because he can't actually come to the United States because, well, felonies. All because he wound up revealing that governments are spying on you. But Edward Snowden will be there as one of the keynote speakers. Lynn Ulbricht, the mother of Rolf Ulbricht, will be there, and a lot more people. You can buy your tickets now before time runs out for that event. NHLibertyForum.com. Back to the phones. To you and your thoughts, Dave, calling in from New Hampshire. 20,000 ideas. Well, what are your 20,000 ideas, Dave?
No, we
might not have time for all 20,000 of them. Just so you know,
I'm gonna hang up then. But no, it's more of an idea related to the 20,000 mover number. I had called in a couple nights ago to suggest that maybe the Free State Project needs to do certain things to take advantage of what's really going to be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. But I want to clarify that really what needs to happen is that we need to take individual action to take advantage of this week that is coming. You know, it might be 2 weeks from now, a month from now. I don't know when it's going to happen, but when we hit the 20,000 mark, we're going to get media for a week like we've never had before, and we might never have again until the day we have an independent country in New Hampshire. I would like to urge individuals to take spontaneous individual action of their own during that week. As an example, in 2003, when New Hampshire was selected, we did get a lot of media out of that, and one thing that happened is there was, a college student who took over the computers at his college and redirected all the web browsers to freestateproject.org. And the reason we found out about it was because, one of the administrators of the college called the Free State Project hotline to tell us we were all evil and we shouldn't have done that. And it was terrible. It was kind of a morale boost to see that kind of spontaneous action on the part of individuals. And although I'm not necessarily advocating that be done again, but everyone needs to do something.
And what are you suggesting that they do?
Well, in my case, I don't have a lot of ideas as to exactly what each person should do. It's really up to them to come up with something, I think. But for me, what I'm doing, it's not very exciting, but I'm just trying to greet all the new. We've got a lot of new members joining the Free State Project web forum, and I'm just trying to go there and greet them. And hopefully it means something to them that they see Ridley Report greeting them. Someone maybe they've heard of, and so that's my thing that I've been doing. Maybe I'll think of something else, but it's really up to individuals to think of their own way to take advantage of this week-long period of media excitement.
I am curious as to your opinion on a matter here, Dave. What do you think should happen once the 20,000 number is reached in terms of the Free State Project?
What should be the next step?
Sure. Should signatures continue to be collected?
I would like that if that did happen, so we have some sort of additional something or another going on. But really, for me, as soon as the state was picked, that was the important thing. And once I knew where to focus my, move and my letters to the editor and my phone calls to radio stations and everything else, that settled it for me. All I needed to do was just continue to create a buzz around New Hampshire. I've been doing that for 13 years, and I'm not tired of it yet. So I think that we, you know, it would probably be better if I had a specific goal that we could all talk about. But right now, I can't think of anything in that regard.
Well, Dave, I will say one thing. When I was still trying to decide whether or not to wind up coming up to New Hampshire, after I, you know, started thinking about it, it was a lot of your videos that really showed me what was happening in New Hampshire and got me thinking a lot more seriously about coming up. And unfortunately, it wound up taking me about 2.5 years after I decided I was going to move until life actually allowed me to move. So I don't know if I've ever actually told you in person, but you played a large part in me coming to New Hampshire. So thank you for that.
Thanks, Daryl. Yeah, well, actually, in your part, one of the videos that you shot probably 2 or 3 months ago actually proved invaluable to me today while I was editing. You had some of the only video of something that I've ever seen that anyone I know has taken pictures of and given me permission to use. So it really helped bail me out of a video where I didn't have a lot of backup B-roll.
Ah, good. I'll be interested to see that video and see what it was. Anything else on your mind, Dave?
Nothing I can think of. For once, I can't think of anything to say.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Dave Ridley from Ridley Report. You know, he's like the second most popular news outlet on YouTube in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
So of all of the media outlets in New Hampshire that have a YouTube presence, Dave Ridley is number two. And that really depends on how you look at the numbers, because he has, I believe, more videos than WMUR, but not quite as many views as WMUR. So depending on how you look at it, Dave Ridley might be the number one media outlet in New Hampshire on YouTube.
I believe he's catching up on WMUR, and I believe that they've been doing video longer as well. So he's, you know, kind of catching up on them.
Yes.
Pretty rapidly.
So let's get back into this article from Wired about Florida woman suing Twitter. The article here, they've got a statement from a Twitter spokesman. He says, "While we believe the lawsuit is without merit, we are deeply saddened to hear of this family's terrible loss. Like people around the world, we are horrified by the atrocities perpetuated by extremist groups and their ripple effect on the internet. Violent threats and the promotion of terrorism deserve no place on Twitter, and like other social networks, our rules make that clear." There's a little bit more from this, and then Reuters actually has more information. We'll get into that and your thoughts. 855-450-FREE.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about what's on your mind, whether it's the Twitter being sued for supposedly giving a platform to the Islamic State, or whether it's about gambling or really anything else. 855-450-FREE, or if you've got a decent sounding microphone and a good internet connection, you can call us on Skype. That generally sounds better. The username there is lrn.fm. And before we get back into this story about the Florida woman suing Twitter, I want to make sure that I tell you about a way that you can help the show indirectly just by doing what you are already going to do. You're probably going to shop on Amazon, right? Chances are, if you're buying something online, you're shopping from Amazon. Well, instead of going to Amazon directly, spend another 2 seconds, go to shop.freetalklive.com, and then go to Amazon. Helps us out. You don't pay any more to Amazon, but you do help us because Amazon just sends us a finder's fee, basically. That's really what it is. You go to shop.freetalklive.com before you go to Amazon, and Amazon sends us a finder's fee for sending them customers. So that's a way you can help us out. shop.freetalklive.com. So back now to the article here from Wired. Tamara Fields is the woman suing Twitter, and she is only seeking, or rather, she's not only seeking damages in the suit, she's also urging the court to enter an order declaring that Twitter has violated the Anti-Terrorism Act. If Fields wins, this could be a precedent-setting lawsuit, making Twitter accountable not only to governments looking to contain terrorist speech online, but also liable to families affected by that activity. It would also no doubt have implications far beyond Twitter, putting tech companies across Silicon Valley on warning. And I would dare say that there's already a horrible court precedent that people can be held responsible for things that other people do on their website. And most people probably did not look at the case in that manner, but that's exactly what happened when Ross Ulbricht was convicted of operating the Silk Road online market. Ross Ulbricht created a website on the Tor, that's the Onion Router, and people sold things on Tor and on the Silk Road site. Some of those things were not legal to grow, purchase, or possess in various municipalities. But nonetheless, Ross Ulbricht was charged and convicted of what they call the Kingpin Statute. He was convicted of running basically what amounted to a huge drug market. And he was not selling things. He was not directing people to sell things. He had a website, and he allowed people to sell things as long as those things did not harm any other person, or rather, as long as those things were not intended to harm another person. So he would not allow weapons to be sold on the Silk Road.
It seems to me like by that same logic that the, you know, higher level politicians, people like Obama and, direct members of his, cabinet should be able to be held responsible for when the government is, selling weapons and drugs to, terrorists and gangs.
Right.
Or they should be able to be held by that same standard.
Or by the logic used against Ross Ulbricht, if someone purchases a car on eBay, and then that car is used to rob a bank, that's the getaway car. The person that sold the car should be held criminally liable for, selling something used in the commission of a crime. eBay should be shut down because something that was sold on their website was used to commit a crime.
Craigslist is a hive of illegal activity, or has been in the past, for sure.
Yeah. Craigslist, when that guy killed people that he met in the casual encounters section of Craigslist, the CEO of Craigslist did not go to jail because somebody did something illegal. Right. So it's a very dangerous precedent to start saying that you're responsible for everything that happens on a website that you set up. It's very dangerous to say that you're responsible for everything that happens on your private property.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that not lightly, because let's take a look at McDonald's, for instance. McDonald's is open to the public, meaning that anybody can go in there and buy a crappy meal and sit down and enjoy their meal. And because these places, such as McDonald's and shopping malls and other fast food restaurants, other places that are open to the public, people wind up having drug deals that happen in public places because, it's a lot less suspicious when a couple of people are just sitting down at a booth in a McDonald's and, they must have given me my order to go. I wanted to eat here.
Right.
And you've got a bag of food, or that bag could have cannabis or any other substance. It's not suspicious when two people sitting at a table have a go bag, and one of the people walks out with a go bag.
Right.
Nobody's going to be like, wait a second, the other guy walked in with that bag. That must have been a drug deal. But you can't hold the owner of the McDonald's franchise criminally liable because somebody had a drug deal on his property. You can't hold the owner of the McDonald's criminally liable if someone robs the McDonald's.
Well, let me play devil's advocate
and
here.
Uses that money to go sell drugs.
Because the way you're selling that is, you know, it's a really easy argument. But the way that I know a statist is going to look at that is they're going to say, well, that's not exactly what happened in the Ross Ulbricht case.
That's exactly what happened in the Ross Ulbricht set up a
here's
website.
The difference. Here's the difference, and this is what the statist would argue, is that he had knowledge of what was going on. In other words,
and I can guarantee you, that every owner of a McDonald's franchise knows, chances are, somebody's having a drug deal on my property at some point.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know that that's necessarily true.
Okay. Every McDonald's franchisee,
now.
There's been a drug deal on your property at some point. In the existence of your McDonald's. I don't care if your McDonald's opened yesterday. There's been a drug deal that's happened on your property since you opened up your restaurant. If you have a gas station, there's been a drug deal in the parking area of your gas station at some point. Because that's where drug deals happen.
So then the next argument that a statist would make, could make, is that, well, you know, a McDonald's owner, there's not really much they can do to prevent it. But in the case of Ross Ulbricht, he could somehow, you know, use computer algorithms to stop that behavior from happening.
McDonald's franchisees could put a sign up that says, unlawful activity is prohibited.
I think they do that now, don't they?
Okay, so they're trying to stop it. In theory, but they're not really doing anything.
Right.
So they're as culpable as Ross Ulbricht if you hold the...
Which I believe that the Silk Road, did they have that notice? I bet they did. Yeah, but there was a notice on Silk Road that said, you know, that unlawful activity is prohibited, even though it was clearly, you know, not.
I don't know if they did, because it was designed to be a truly free market.
Right.
But the point that I'm trying to make is based on the theory of you can be held responsible for someone using your property to do something illegal, then every McDonald's franchisee needs to be in prison.
Extremely problematic.
And I don't actually think that they deserve to be in prison because they're not actually causing victims. But using the state's logic, well, be consistent, right? 855-450-FREE.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-330-4028. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-330-4028. 800-330-4028. That's 800-330-4028.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We might have time for you and your thoughts if you call right now, 855-450-FREE. In studio tonight is Daryl
and Johnson.
And last night we teased the story about Homeland Security asking hotel staff to snitch on their customers. And we never got to that story. The article comes from Reason.com from their Hit and Run blog, and they report the U.S. Department of Homeland Security continues to pour time and taxpayer money into convincing the American people that there's an epidemic of sex trafficking. So bad is this alleged epidemic that ordinary crime control measures just don't work. Hence, the department recruiting truck drivers and hotel workers to be its eyes and ears on the ground. Despite federal fear-mongering, there's no concrete evidence to suggest that sex trafficking is even prevalent in the United States, let alone on the rise. But you would never know that from listening to lawmakers, federal officials, and their local media mouthpieces talk about it. And while some of this propaganda stems from good intentions, it also provides good fodder for all manners of civil liberties abuses, from seizing sex business assets to expanding public wiretapping power. Now it's providing law enforcement with cover to convince citizens to spy on each other and report one another to police for perfectly normal activity and perfectly legal activity at that. A DHS spokeswoman told 9 News Colorado, "We would rather have you call anybody and report it to somebody, even if it turns out to be nothing, than to miss one of those victims that's suffering. That's why, as part of the Safe Action Project, DHS staff will train hotel and hospitality workers on how to spot the so-called signs of sex trafficking." Now, Johnson, do you want to hear these red flags?
Yes. What's in the signs of sex trafficking?
Garbage cans containing many used condoms.
Okay.
Frequent use of the do not disturb sign on the door.
So they're going through their garbage to find this stuff. That's okay.
Well, when you stay at a hotel and they come to clean your room,
okay,
yeah, they take out your garbage.
Well, yeah, but I don't know that they'd necessarily look through it. Sometimes they just take the trash liner and, you know, off with it. You know?
Right, but if the trash is full of condoms.
It's just nothing but condoms.
Nothing but condoms. All the way to the top. That's how you know you had a good night.
It just now, smells.
I will say the frequent use of the do not disturb sign. When I used to work for an airline, I did what they called a temporary duty assignment.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived in a hotel for a couple of months.
Right.
And I frequently used the do not disturb sign because I didn't want them coming in every day.
Every time I
to
stay at a
clean
hotel.
My room.
Yeah, every time I stay at a hotel, do not disturb time from the time that I start is till the time I leave, unless I'm there for like a week or something like
I
that.
I was there for like 2 months, so at once a week I would pull that down so they could come in and do linens and fresh towels and whatnot. But other than that, I had that do not disturb sign up all the time.
Right.
They also say that excessive foot traffic in and out of the room, but they don't define excessive. Excessive sex paraphernalia. Not sure what that means. Overly smelly room that reeks of cigarettes, marijuana, sweat, body fluids, and musk.
Anytime you have a rock band in town.
Yes. A guest who, quote, unquote, averts eyes or does not make eye contact. Individuals who dressed inappropriate for their age or with lower quality clothing than their companions.
Anybody who doesn't make eye contact. At first I was thinking rock band. Now I'm thinking gaming convention.
Guest with suspicious tattoos that, in quotes...
Exactly. We're still the gaming convention. So they come in, they've got the you know, Zelda Triforce tattoo, their room smells odd, they don't make eye contact, and they're just always in their room with a do not disturb sign, and there are strange noises coming from the room. It's video game noises, but it's strange noises.
Okay, so the next one definitely would wind up fitting into your theory of video game convention or Comic-Con.
Yeah, sure.
The presence of multiple computers, cell phones, pagers, credit card swipes, or other technology. The presence of photography equipment.
Yep, they're streaming on Twitch and YouTube.
And this, I don't think gaming convention would fit this next one. Frequent restocking of the minibar.
Oh, sure, absolutely. Well, maybe the bar has soda in it, too, typically, so, you know, they might be drinking all the sodas and whatnot out of the bar.
Okay.
Although, actually, a lot of times, it's just alcohol, and they have the soda machines out in the hall, so that one might not count.
The next one definitely does not count for gaming convention. Guest with too many personal hygiene products... Especially lubricants and douche.
Well, the lubricants, maybe.
For gaming? Really?
Well, the gamers, you know, when they take their break, you know, they're not necessarily with another person. They have to still satisfy themselves somewhere.
guest with too few personal possessions? Not necessarily gaming.
No, probably not on that one.
Rooms paid with cash or a rechargeable credit card. That would be called a debit card.
Yeah. But one of those probably with a prepaid debit card, that kind of thing.
Rechargeable.
Prepaid rechargeable. They're kind of the same.
Right, but they're saying rechargeable credit card. Credit cards are not rechargeable. Debit cards are rechargeable.
Well, You can overpay on a credit card, but that, yeah, that's a weird...
That's not rechargeable. If it's rechargeable, it's a debit card, not a credit card. Yeah. Individuals loitering and soliciting male customers. Claims of being... And this definitely fits Comic-Con / game convention. Claims of being an adult, though suggest... Though appearance suggests adolescent features.
Right, right.
Refusal of room cleaning services for multiple days. And again, if you're staying in a hotel for a long period of time for work-related purposes, you don't want them cleaning your room every single day.
Right.
Some of these things...
Well,
just...
some people do. That's not necessarily true. There are people out there that like their room to be, like, cleaned every single day.
Right.
I don't like to be bothered. I want, you know, I don't want you, like, going through all my stuff every single day. It's
right.
One of those things.
So, you know, they don't want their room cleaned every day, so therefore they're sex trafficking. No, I just want you to leave me alone.
You know, libertarians, we are of the get off my lawn ilk. You know, we are probably are disproportionately the type that are like, don't come in my room. I don't want anyone coming in my room. Get off my lawn. Get out of here. You know, like, we're probably I would say maybe the average public is probably more apt to be like, yeah, come in my room, but clean every day, look through all that stuff.
Even
I'll just put my jewelry in the safe.
Even the other people that I worked with for the airline, they did the same thing. They did not have their room cleaned every day, and they were by no means libertarian.
They were
living in a hotel for 2 months. That's basically your apartment. You don't have a maid come in and clean your house every day.
You know what hotels really need? Here's my critique of hotels. Hotel, the stupid safe, they need a closet that has a lock on it. Like, because the things that I want to lock up when I go to a hotel room are not little tiny jewelry and documents.
Right.
I know that that's a lot of people, but I want to lock up a laptop or a digital camera or a bunch of electronic gear. There should be a closet or some sort of thing that I can lock that stuff in, not a tiny little safe.
So the article here from Reason continues. It says, take heed, lovers on romantic getaways, photographers on assignment, beauty product junkies, tech workers, cash carriers, alcoholics, late sleepers, slobs, immodest stressors, people on the autism spectrum, people with body disorder or body odor problems, single patrons seeking hotel bar hookups, light packers, and those with a youthful appearance, DHS is on to you. Meanwhile, in California, the Attorney General's Office, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of California, and an organization called Truckers Against Trafficking have been teaming up to train truck drivers on how to identify and report suspected sex traffickers. The program essentially urges truckers to report people offering prostitution at truck stops, making sure to include actionable information.
I'm sure that's going to happen. The truckers want to report all that.
As a physical description of the individual, car, make, model, license plate, etc. This will be on the Facebook page. And, of course, you can join us online until tomorrow, freetalklive.com.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.